Now, I should point out that the pancreas is kind of a special case in that it serves as both an endocrine and as an exocrine gland. Most of the glands that you'll study in the endocrine system serve only as endocrine glands. In other words, they are secreting substances only to the inside of the body, and the substances that they will be secreting are hormones, and for the most part, they'll be secreting these hormones into the bloodstream. Now, there's a variety of different kinds of hormones, so I want to talk a little bit about the hormone structures that are possible. As I mentioned, they derive from a variety of different kinds of molecules. The amino acid hormones, if you remember back to cell biology, amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. They're not extremely small, but compared to a full-blown protein, they're very, very small. And so these are going to be very small hormones. They tend to be at least to some extent water soluble as they travel through the blood. And they tend to be very short-lived. They're easy to break for the body to break down. So they do not remain in the bloodstream for long periods of time. Peptide hormones, on the other hand, are going to be full-size proteins. And they'll be made up, of course, of many amino acids, and these are going to be a little bit larger hormones. And sometimes they have molecules that they travel with as they travel through the bloodstream to allow them to move through. The lipid hormones are going to be made or derived from fats or from adipose, not from adipose, but from lipids, as the name implies. So they're going to be based on fat molecules, and the steroid hormones in particular are based on a particular lipid called cholesterol, and that's where they get that name steroid hormone. The steroid hormones that you might be familiar with would be some of the sex hormones, things like testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and so on. There's another group of molecules that are sometimes classified as hormones, but they're really not hormones per se because they, for the most part, do not travel long distances in the bloodstream. They tend to travel more through the body tissues, some of the interstitial fluid around the cells, for example. And these are the echinocannabinoids. Sorry, I have a hard time pronouncing that one. The leukotrienes and the prostaglandins. These are going to be chemical messengers that don't necessarily travel through the blood, but they do carry messages from the tissues that secrete them to other tissues, and they cause reactions of various types. The prostaglandins you might be familiar with, they tend to be associated with pain. They're also associated with muscle contractions, and so in addition to sometimes causing pain, they're also involved with things like orgasm and so on.